This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The year 2020, 150 days out from the historic election. I am your host, Alex Jones, and the times we're living in could not be more critical to the future of humanity. The decision has been made to end the Renaissance. The decision has been made to end a true liberal world system and to undermine that system. They created the counterfeit leftist left-hand path French Revolution system to counter the American Renaissance. And 250 years later, the same players, the same institutions are battling it out economically, culturally, spiritually, genetically. We are in the crosshairs at a level never before seen, and the very pillars of the city, the very pillars of civilization are being undermined, so they collapse it on the ashes, a technocracy controlled by AI surveillance and robots, will be built on the rubble. And this is the stated plan. It's one thing to try to build a good civilization and be strong and virtuous. It's hard, but it can be done. But it doesn't let tyrants take over. But if you could undermine and create corruption, well, it's very easy to rule a collapse and then build your armored fortress and your breakaway civilization on its ashes. I have cleared the deck of guests today. We'll have open lines in the customary classic style of talk radio throughout the 3 hours that I'm hosting. Dr. Nick Megich says he particularly wants to host today, and he's normally happy about preempting, so he's loaded for bear, as they say, in the fourth hour. I really want to flesh out these ideas. I really want to get into the information. I don't want to just go over the outrage and show the evil of the globalists and the stupidity of their minions, but I want to talk big picture, 35,000-foot view today, but also zoom in on some of the actual effects of this. But this is scientific destruction that we are facing. And what's incredible is people that actually pay attention to this broadcast, they say, how are you right almost every time? How did you know that Bill Gates put out this study 3 months ago that hydroxychloroquine hurts people and helps no one? Well, I went and researched that it was a group that he funds that paid for it. And then I looked at all the other studies by all of them. I'd looked at many. And I talked to the doctors, and we played clips of doctors around the world saying 100% recovery rate with hydroxychloroquine. And now it came out mainstream news. Even the Washington Post had to admit, study pulled. Researchers retract botched anti-hydroxychloroquine study, which was used to attack Trump. Think about how big that is. The Lancet Journal and one other that published it demanded the source data because the public bucked this, and turns out there was none. Bill Gates is a criminal. He made it all up. That's just one huge bombshell COVID-19 hoax that came out today. There's three others. Three other mega massive. Just one of these would be earth shattering. Guess what? A big book got published by an investigative journalist, very highly respected, worked with some of the biggest outlets in the country, like the New York Times. And that's why they were so scared of him when it was published digitally with all the bibliography and all the footnotes. Amazon banned it because it exposed COVID as a hoax and showed all the studies showing that they put the regular deaths in the COVID column that showed that it came out of Wuhan, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. They banned it. But there was such a backlash, and Elon Musk called for them to be broken up. Amazon should be broken up, like Microsoft or Ma Bell. and they backed off. So that's the good news, is there's pushback. But it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. This is so critical to all our futures that people listen carefully, research my claims, and then take action. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation that they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives. One 150 standard Earth days until the most historic election in world history. It's Friday, June 5th. The year is 2020. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we are setting out again to enlighten and awaken and warn as many people to do their own research, find out we're telling the truth, and then mobilize and take action against the globalist technocrats who are trying to create an anti-human future. Thank you for joining us on this Friday edition. We're going to have open phones throughout the entire transmission. I'll get the number out starting at the start of the next segment. But let me just plow through what is coming up today. This is Bloomberg. Researchers retract study linking malaria pill to heart risk. The entire study, Lancet reports, is a complete and total hoax funded by Bill Gates. Hydroxychloroquine has an almost 100% rate of saving people because it is a zinc deficiency that most people die of viruses from. Amazon censors former New York Times reporter book exposing COVID-19 lockdowns as a giant hoax, even though it used all scientific bibliographies and fact checkers. But that blew up in their face in a very, very, very big way. And so now, because Elon Musk and others called for Amazon to be broken up, they have re-allowed the book to be published on the Amazon reader system. Talk about 1984. It is here. So incredibly important on that front, and we're going to be laying it out here today. What's really happening and what's really inside of these vaccines. And I'm going to be doing that coming up at the start of the next hour, but it really is a huge, huge, huge deal that Bill Gates is truly the boogeyman. And if you look at the word where boogeyman comes from, it's German for goblin. And so when I tease and make jokes and call the globalists goblins, that's because archetypally, that's what I see them like. They operate in the dark. They're anti-human. They waylay people, drag them off their dens. It's a nice allegory, or let's just say it's a good mascot for them that these folks are goblins. I don't just pick him out to demonize him. Every time I dig to the bottom of a fetid rat hole, a spider hole, a goblin nest, I find Herr Gates waiting there at the center of the web. And boy, is he pissed. He's in USA Today, the London Guardian, everywhere, saying, I don't want you to have any implantable microchips. Even though we have MIT saying he paid them to develop a vaccine that delivers nanotech into your body that can then be scanned and read to prove you have it. And the man they use as their poster boy for taking the new experimental vaccine almost died and was told by CNN and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation not to tell the public. That's mainstream news breaking. But you know what? People are still running around wearing the mask. They're still buying into the hoax as the economy continues to shut down. And even in areas where they reopen things, people aren't coming back because you're not a hero when you go out and you shop or go to dinner or go to the florist and buy your wife flowers. Just stay in your house until everybody's bankrupt and all the police departments are disbanded and every city's burning and we're in a total depression and the IMF and World Bank can come in and take control and bail us all out. Oh, and guess what? I missed this. It broke 2 days ago. The crew brought it to my attention last night. It's a sickening 100-page report. I read almost all of it. There's a 3-page synopsis we'll go over. But you talk about nightmare. It's it. This is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now is the time for the Great Reset. We kept saying COVID will be the excuse for the global depression with the UN, IMF, World Bank taking control of the first world, just like they've done to the third world. It'll be the excuse to finally push us under into debt bankruptcy to the world government. They say exactly that. But it's wonderful. Lord Rothschild and everybody will rule us now and loan us our own digital money back and dictate how we live. And it says, your lifestyle's never going to be the same, but it's for the best. And you'll have permission to travel. And it's officially from the Davos Group, World Economic Forum, basically the spokesperson group for the Bilderberg Group. That ties into Billy Boy Gates, and he says he's not secretly plotting microchips in a coronavirus vaccine because it's not a secret. It's public. But they play games. He goes, well, I am funding a study for you to wear a bracelet or a watch that tracks where you go and what you do for cryptocurrency, but that doesn't have microchips. Oh, no, no. We talked about that and then how you also have a Band-Aid that has the vaccine in it that has little tiny pieces of glass, little micro slivers that you put on somebody that go into the skin and stay in the skin with nanotech. And that's officially from the Club of Rome, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Population Council, and we have MIT saying Bill and Melinda Gates paid them to develop the new system. So that is all coming up. As well, we're going to break it all down. Now, obviously, the big news that's at hand right now is how many times did we say they're going to try to cause a civil war and call it an insurrection and try to overthrow local government till things fall apart and then demand Trump be driven from office saying he allowed this to happen, he caused this to happen, he's unfit to command. That's been the blueprint of Antifa funded by Soros. That's been the blueprint of Black Lives Matter funded by the Democratic Party. It's all the same group. And Republicans would say, Jones, they'll never get away with that. Oh, come on. 2016, Antifa wasn't able to do that. That was a beta test. If you look at the Google trends, as our guest Hotep Jesus brought up yesterday, 2016, the Black Lives Matter Antifa blip was 20% of what it is now. It is a massive off-the-charts spike. And look at these headlines. Are we on the brink of revolution? And they're telling us revolution's burning your local community and killing cops. Oh, you're going to have a lot more cops when they're done, boy, let me tell you. Movement to defund police gains unprecedented support across U.S. London Guardian. L.A. mayor slashes LAPD budget as calls to defund police slowly pick up steam. Minneapolis council members consider disbanding the police. ACLU sues over police force protesters near White House. Vegas defunds the police $100 million. We're going to cover it all and how it ties in to the end game. But this is an authoritarian model, 100%. And we're going to cover this when we come back and how to stop the globalist master plan and how it ties into Black Lives Matter. Officially tells white people, no selfies. You're here to serve us. reinventing slavery. But before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, please do not forget that we're running the biggest sale, not just of this year, but of last year. With how crazy things are, I've just decided to get all the high-quality supplements and products out the door so you have them and so we have the funds to at least continue on through the election. 60% off across-the-board flash sale, InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of the items are about to sell out. In fact, when I came over here, Tim Frugier gave me a list, and I got busy. And now I don't have my list, so maybe he can bring that back over to me. Oh, yeah, selling out soon. Here it is. I found it. Supermel Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Survival Shield X2, X3 Triiodine, InfoWars Life, Vanilla Coconut, Protein Bars, Real Red Pill, Red Bull Plus, and Vaso Beats. But they're still all at 60% off, and they're going to be gone for months and months. Knockout Sleep Support, Brain Force, Bobbi Selenium, Chill Force, Ultimate Krill Oil, Emirates Essentials Hand Sanitizer, Living Defense Turbo Force are all 60% off as well right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you want Supermel Vitality, DNA Force, the lowest prices ever, Survival Suit X2, lowest prices ever, Real Red Pill, Real Purple Plus, lowest price.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I look into someone's eyes again, and it's been all so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and we're broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, June 5th, 2020 transmission. And I could sit over there with you, and I could read you patents and documents and announcements by the IMF, announcements by the world government, or I could just look directly into the camera and talk directly in this microphone to radio listeners and TV viewers and ask you, do you want to control your own future? Do you want a pro-human future? Because when I say, do you want a pro-human future? The establishment has decided that you're worthless. They've decided that you need to be gotten rid of. And this isn't just rhetoric that I'm up here talking about. It's the real world. And it's real things that are happening, and civilization and your family's future being undermined. And so I sit up here on this TV program with this chess set, this skull, these flowers. A lot of people have asked, gotten emails, gotten text messages saying, well, what's the point on your show? It looks really interesting. Well, the point of it is that it's esoteric. And it then allows you, because it isn't a clear message, to project onto it what you're thinking. But I can tell you what it means to me. You have the potential of all God's gifts symbolized by a tree. And a tree of life. And the red blood of humans. That unifies us. And I'm going to get to that later. I'm going to go to a special report here for a while and try to come back and do the show. Because I'm not ready to do this yet, I guess. Now's not the time, I guess. But let's just say this. The establishment's betting against you. They think you're done. And they're going to hurt you really bad. They're going to hurt everybody really bad. And that's now extremely clear to everyone. And I'm going to try to break this down a little bit later to what I was going to get to. Maybe we'll do it that time. This is a really important special report. Then we're going to come back and I'm going to get into Bill Gates and world government and the latest on the vaccines being admitted to be a total fraud. And really what that means and the fact that COVID-19 is now an admitted hoax, but we've moved on to the worldwide riots that are anti-America. I mean, how obvious is this as a takedown of the country and of the world? Let's play Paul Joseph Watson's report. The woke virus. And Paul asked in his report, why are they out on the street the left, well, they're the ones saying you shouldn't be outside. Because it's all about power. It's not about logic. Here's part of Paul Watson's report.
Remember that whole coronavirus social distancing thing? Remember how in both the US and the UK the media denounced and publicly shamed anti-lockdown protesters for spreading the disease and killing Granny? Well, they've suddenly changed their tune, haven't they? Thousands of BLM demonstrators gathered in London today for more peaceful protests that ended with barriers being smashed, objects hurled at cops, and police officers punched in the face. So peaceful. Boris Johnson urged people to protest in accordance with social distancing. Yeah, really looks like they're doing that. Meanwhile, we can't hug our loved ones by law. It's illegal for us to get closer than 2 meters to our own parents, but this is okay. Anti-lockdown protesters are bad, spread the virus and kill Granny, and you'll be publicly shamed if you take part. BLM protests are good and don't spread coronavirus at all. You'll be publicly shamed if you don't take part. The same health workers in the US who berated stay-at-home protesters, even though many of them stayed inside their vehicles, for violating social distancing, are out on the streets today applauding far-left protesters for congregating in huge mobs with total disregard for social distancing. Authorities in New York were enforcing social distancing rules despite the fact that riots and looting were taking place just 2 miles away. People aren't even allowed to go to church, yet these rioters are venerated. We can't even go to the pub to see our friends, yet these people can swarm Downing Street in huge numbers and the media gives them a pass. Imagine if there was an open the pubs protest in London. Even if only 100 people turned up, the media and the left would be outraged. Attendees would be doxxed and harassed. Thousands gather in London to protest something that happened in a different country. Media, this is fine. Remember how much of a big deal they made out of that Atalanta-Valencia football match in Italy before the lockdown that they said was responsible for drastically spreading COVID? The media called it a biological bomb. This is London today. What changed? Let me emphasize, this is all in response to something that happened in a different country. UK police killed just 2 unarmed, meaning without a gun, people in the whole of 2019. One of whom was Usman Khan, the London Bridge terrorist. What are you even protesting? When an Islamic terrorist blew up a bunch of kids in Manchester, we were told, don't look back in anger. But when an American cop kills someone 4,000 miles away, people get angry. Then there's the whole Dominic Cummings freakout. The same people who just hyperventilated for over a week because a government advisor broke social distancing to arrange urgent care for his child are now gushing over a mass gathering of thousands of people in central London. What changed? Is coronavirus woke? Does it take a break exclusively for protests that champion left-wing causes? Or are you all just a bunch of massive hypocrites. This Labour MP was whining about Cummings on May 25th. Just over a week later, he's bragging about breaking social distancing because virtue signalling is more important. Massive f***ing hypocrite. The UK media laboriously keeps telling us that coronavirus disproportionately affects BAME communities. Now, thousands of BAME people are in close proximity, potentially giving each other the virus. And the media celebrates it. Many of the protesters in London are school-aged teenagers. Leftists have aggressively campaigned against sending them back to school because of the threat of spreading COVID. Attending a protest with thousands of other people cheek by jowl, though, that's fine. As Ben Sixsmith writes for The Spectator, it's kind of amazing. For weeks, we have been arguing about the minute details of viral transmission. Can you be outside? How often can you be outside? Can you be with other people? How many? And how much distance should you keep from each other? Then masses of people gather in cities across the world for a protest.
All right, folks, the full report is at band.video. Now I'm loaded for war. when we come back. I'm going to go after Bill Gates, the line.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. They're worse than bad. They're crazy. That's a quote from the 1970s film Network. Yeah, things are really, really bad right now. We're in global martial law. Bill and Melinda Gates, UN operations try to bankrupt America with their lockdown and their race riots. But people are coming together. It's a beautiful time. But I'll be honest with you. I have decided just to sell out of all the products in our warehouse at 60% off. We haven't done that ever across the board because gut level, I realize that we're making or breaking it. So the only sure bet is to sell everything we've got to make sure in case there's total breakdown of society in 6 months. We still have the funding to go more than 6 months into next year. So get your high-quality products, your fish oil, your krill oil, your DNA Force, your X2, your X3, your Real Red Pill Plus. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off. Biggest sale ever right now. It may go 2 days. It may go a week. Whatever you do, take advantage of this right now. We're in very important times. InfoWars needs funding, and you need high-quality products. Take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, the biggest villain in the world right now, if not Osama bin Laden, it's not even Xi Jinping, who really deserves the title, probably. He's probably even worse than Bill Gates. But Bill Gates is the most hated man in the world. That's all over mainstream news. There's more negative comments. People absolutely hate his guts. They call him a baby killer, a eugenicist, and Nazi. a tyrant, a mad scientist, because that's what he is. Now, he was always an arrogant globalist. He ran a monopoly scam at Microsoft with stolen software. And he got his big company broken up back in the 1990s. But since then, he's been quietly buying up all the major national health services of the planet. That's not debated. Almost every country's national health service is a revolving door of Bill and Melinda Gates appointees. He controls the United Nations WHO, along with Communist China. That's why he's always defending Communist China and attacking the United States. Well, he's got a charm offensive going. ABC News, BBC News, USA Today. And he's been doing interviews. He's been doing op-eds. Here's a big whopper one for you today. Bill Gates is not secretly plotting microchips in a coronavirus vaccine. Misinformation and conspiracy theories are dangerous for everyone. And they do the old-fashioned thing of take one thing he's doing for global satellite 5G-controlled cryptocurrency where you wear a chip or a wristband or a watch, and then it tracks what you do, and when you carry out the task as told, like a robot, you get some more cheese there in your mousetrap. They then go, oh, that's not an implantable chip, when he's got all these other programs like ID 2020 and a bunch of others, where it's a tape you put on your wrist or hand that has little microglass that has silicon-readable nanochips in them. And Bill and Melinda Gates has funded multiple programs in China and the United States at MIT to do this. And I'll show you a clip and show you some quotes and news articles on that here in a moment. But this is the games they play. They're all over the news saying you need a chip or a medical license to be able to travel in the future. And the lockdown's never going to end until we have a vaccine. And then Bill Gates funded all these other programs for weather control and 5G surveillance and blocking out the sun and all these weird programs to have to have special passes to leave your home or driverless cars. He's building the post-human world. That the next phase is a giant panopticonic prison, a prison planet, and that's there as a straitjacket to lead us into the depopulation agenda, which, again, he admits he heads up. Bill Gates wants a world government to carry out world depopulation. And don't forget, they have the new Jeffrey Epstein documentary series out on Netflix. I watched the whole thing. That's 6 hours. I'll never get back. Total whitewash. Nothing about Bill Gates. Nothing about how it's an international spy ring for blackmail. Nothing about how they kill kids. Nothing about how they have a secret breeding program at Zorro Ranch where they implant these women with surrogate babies. The word is clones. Oh, yeah, you're a billionaire. What do you want? You're a clone. That's been known for a long time because Epstein and others shot their mouths off. So I'm going to get to the rest of the big news breaking with Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates flying around in his airplane and all the rest of it, staying at his home in Paris, staying at his home in the UK, staying at his home in New Mexico, staying at Epstein's home in New York, and lying and saying he'd never been to his house. Turns out he basically lives there. That's who these freaks are, these psychotics. Epstein was just a butler who ran private, pervert, pedophile hotels. That's why he had seven-story buildings in New York worth $75 million. That's why he had giant palatial estates in Pennsylvania and California and New Mexico and Europe, because he stocked them full of women and little girls. And worse, they like to have snuff parties in the temples. You don't just think they screw little kids, do you? They like to chop them up. They like them to beg for mommy. And what has General Flynn's respected lawyer said she's talked to the NYPD face-to-face, the officers that saw it, and they said the videos on Wiener's laptop are so horrible that they would vomit and could only watch one a day. Well, when you're watching toddlers get electrocuted and stuff, it's not fun if you're not a Satanist. Okay, so remember, these guys want to put stuff in your body, though, because they want to rape your soul. It's all about rape. So here's a little clip from James Corbett's excellent Part 3 series on Bill Gates and the control grid. And you can pull up all these clips from MIT. Here it is.
Two ways to permanently store and record the vaccination information of each individual. The result of their research was a new vaccine delivery method. They found that by using dissolvable microneedles that deliver patterns of near-infrared light-emitting microparticles to the skin, they could create particle patterns in the skin of vaccine recipients, which are invisible to the eye, but can be imaged using modified smartphones. Rice University describes the quantum dot tags left behind by the microneedles as something like a barcode tattoo. So who was behind this development? As lead researcher Kevin McHugh explains, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation came to us and said, "Hey, we have a real problem, knowing who's vaccinated." So our idea was to put the record on the person. This way, later on, people can scan over the area to see what vaccines have been administered and give only the ones still needed. The microparticles that form the fluorescent quantum dot tags are delivered along with the vaccine, but they cannot be delivered by a traditional syringe. Instead, they must be delivered by a patch of microneedles made from a mixture of dissolvable sugar and a polymer called PVA, as well as the quantum dot dye in the vaccine. It should be no surprise, then, that big pharma vaccine manufacturers, in their scramble to produce the coronavirus vaccine that, Gates assures us, is necessary to go back to normal, have turned to a novel vaccine delivery method, a dissolvable microneedle array patch.
And again, that's just Rice. MIT is way ahead of it, also funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. So, again, big articles about how he doesn't want that, but there they are telling you that's who funded him to do it. This man is a criminal liar. And let's just show the news today of him being a criminal liar. Researchers retract study linking malaria pill to heart attack. Bloomberg, Bill and Melinda Gates financed the study, saying that hydroxychloroquine would kill you and help no one. Well, everyone that saw that said it's a fraud. Who funded it? Oh, Bill Gates, of course. Turns out it's all fraud, no data, totally made up, scientific scam. Just like the test that said everybody had COVID around the country, where their facility now shut down. Total fraud. Amazon censors former New York Times reporter's book exposing COVID-19 lockdowns. Hours after Elon Musk says time to break up Amazon after company bans Alex Berenson's book on unreported truths about COVID-19, which shows government documents and proof it's a total, absolute, giant hoax by Bill and Melinda Gates. Now, after massive pressure, Washington Post reports Amazon reverses ban on book critical of coronavirus lockdown after decision is blasted by many, including Elon Musk. Meanwhile, man sickest in his life after taking experimental vaccine. Robert F. Kennedy Rice, he links to it all. The guy hired by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Fauci to be the spokesperson for the vaccine took it and almost died and was paralyzed. Might want to go read that for yourself. Meanwhile, former MI6 says this coronavirus is man-made, released from a lab. And why is that important? Because they own it. It's a simulant. You do catch it. You do spread it. You do come up positive for it. But unless you are totally deficient in key vitamins and minerals, you cannot even get sick from it. We'll be right back with breaking bombshells on this same subject.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Transmission. You are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So I want this to sink in to everybody. Bill Gates publicly funded the studies in England, the United States, saying 2.5 million dead Americans. He funded the studies all over the world, putting out similar fake numbers. All of that was a total fraud. Then they finance testing kits in China and in the United States, and the fact checkers work for Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and run the Wuhan lab coronavirus research and run, again, the fact checking to control the American people so that we couldn't expose what they'd done. So they launched the crime, they launched the reporting, they launched the hysteria, they launched the fraudulent test, they control the lab, they control the Facebook, Twitter, Google, fact checkers, who are then God. And so members of the Senate, medical doctors, hospital owners, Cedars-Sinai come out and say, this is baloney, here's our numbers, and they get banned. So this is a corporate dictatorship, a corporate move, and Bill Gates said it months after I said it was clear. I just point that out because it's so obvious. on Colbert a month ago. He said, oh, this is just pretty much a drill. We're using this for the next big one that'll be a biological weapon from terrorists. It'll be much worse. And then him and Colbert start laughing and giggling. Like, I heard your grandma's got cancer. Oh, I heard hundreds of millions of die. These are sickos flaunting it in your face. They're totally turned over to evil. And now, oh, it comes out, doctors in New York and doctors in California and Texas and doctors in Australia and doctors in Israel and doctors in Russia and doctors in France and doctors in England and doctors in Scotland and doctors in Mexico and doctors in Brazil. The doctors everywhere, doctors in Africa. See, we have basically 100% recovery rate when people get hydroxychloroquine with zinc. You can get sick on hydroxychloroquine without the zinc because it'll pull other stuff out of your cells and put it into your cells. And, of course, they financed a fraudulent study. And we went and looked at it and said they don't even give their data. But it was shown by the news, oh, that hydroxychloroquine, that'll kill you. I even had family go, well, I heard conflicting stuff, Alex. You're not a doctor. You know, are you sure zinc's okay? And I'm like, listen, here's the NIH website saying it's essential for cell division, cell operation, and cell defense against viruses. And my own family member went, wow. Because people think it's like weird to be informed. It's weird to go read the study and find out Bill Gates funded it. It's weird to look at it and it has no data. So I told you 2.5 months ago that that study was a fraud. It's now been withdrawn and is a total fraud. And again, I'm not up here saying I'm incredible, I'm smart. People used to all be like me. They went out, they did research, they checked into things, they didn't believe the establishment. If Bill Gates told you the sky was blue, you should question it. And then a prestigious investigative journalist puts all this together in a book, who's published books at Amazon before. They just agree to let you publish it. They've got NAMBLA on there publishing books about having sex with children. That's okay. Drag queen story time's okay. But you, as a famous former New York Times investigative journalist who's highly respected, you aren't allowed to put your book out here, because they said the fact checkers have said it is not approved. By who? And they said, it's in the article, the WHO. So the United Nations World Health Organization, almost exclusively funded by Bill and Melinda Gates and the communist Chinese, since Trump pulled out, rightfully so, is in control of what books you can read. And Elon Musk is 100% right. Time to break up Amazon after company bans Alex Berenson's book on unreported truths about COVID-19. They're wrecking the economy. They're even bankrupting Walmart. It's a giant, huge monopoly. He got $30 billion in bailouts. Jeff Bezos. He gives in charity each year 0.01%. That's like the average person giving, I think it says here, $87 a year. But, oh, he funds Black Lives Matter, though. He's a liberal. And he's going to have the Davos Group tell you about inequities and how to get rid of capitalism and have a better system and how if we just get rid of all the police, well, everything will be wonderful then. Well, yeah, if we went back to everybody being armed and having the sheriff's department that vetted people and then go out and go after criminals, but you get rid of the police now, this country will disintegrate in every blue area because the citizens aren't armed, the criminals are, and that's the next thing I'm going to cover when we start the next hour. Then I'm going to go to your phone calls on all these subjects. But here's the biggest thing I've said in months, and I just want this to go across to all of you, for myself, for you, for your family, wherever you are in the world, wherever you are listening to us right now. People are still wearing masks all over the world. Many businesses and companies, you guys got a mic open or you got an audio feed feeding into me. I thought it'd go away after a while, but it's not. So let me just get back to what I was saying. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm really stressed out about all this. And I've seen comments online oh, Jones, when he does this thing, like, oh, I don't know if I can do the show now. It's for theatric purposes, or it's just to build up suspense. No, it's not! They're putting in permanent medical martial law with a psychotic person that ran Jeffrey Epstein's operation. That's what Bill Gates did. He ran Jeffrey Epstein's operation to compromise scientists across the board with blackmail for sex with underage women and children and snuff films so they could scientifically take over and have a fake scientific consensus ahead of pushing giant frauds like this. And if you think it's funny that that monster's coming at you with his poison vaccines and his nano chips, in fact, I didn't even get to that in my stack. It must have gotten out of my stack. You guys reprint me all the articles about the poison vaccines they found everywhere filled with mysterious nanoparticles. Here it is. They're doing all this on purpose, ladies and gentlemen. I was told by a DARPA scientist 20 years ago that they were putting nanoparticles to track people in vaccines. I thought he was crazy. Now it's out in the news today. So, let me just put it to you this way, as best I can. This isn't going to be business as usual with the leftists and the globalists, and they're pushing their agenda, but, you know, we kind of push them back. They're going to get total power and control, or we're going to defeat them and reverse them. They've launched their main attack. They've launched their main assault. The New World Order's here, and they're going to bring back the mask. They're going to bring back the lockdowns forever. It's in the Davos Group's own report that came out 2 days ago, calling it the Great Reset. It's over. And once they've got you poor and destitute, they're going to go to town on you with medical tyranny and forced inoculations. And so when you see people wearing masks or you see people playing along with this crap, you got to explain to them that it's a giant hoax and a confirmed fraud. Because you see, they launched the riots as phase two. They already had those ready. As soon as the COVID peaked and the pushback came back and all the doctors and scientists came out and said this is a total fraud, and as a consensus formed that it was the biggest hoax in history, we already had burning buildings all over the world in the West with third world populations being trained to assault by the UN. And so we moved on to that so we never had the backlash. And then we'll just be into the election and COVID cases will be back, they'll claim, and they'll hype that back up and have all their zombies go out wearing their mask again. And it's all leftists, it's all followers, it's all captives of this that are in a mesmerized state and believe that they're winners and believe that they're part of this ruling class when they're actually unconscious zombies. You wonder why a leftist, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, are disheveled and walk weird and look like zombies? Because they've been put in a trance state by the television and the culture of suspended disbelief. They've been programmed. These are weak people. And more people are falling to mass psychosis, mob rule. This is a psychological warfare system. So when they look like zombies, don't laugh at them. They're dead-eyed betas, and they're dangerous. And as everything falls apart around them, they don't ever blame themselves for being fools or their controllers. They blame you. And as things get worse, it's your fault. And they've got to destroy you. They've got to make you submit. They've got to dominate you. Or things won't get better. Like a drowning person will climb up on top of you and push you under the water. You understand? We're all in grave danger.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.